The journalist Alison Morris from the Irish News is with us this morning. Morning to you, Alison.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alison. Let's turn to this other story, the contribution made on BBC Talkback yesterday on Radio Ulster to William Crawley by Sammy Wilson. Here's what he said.
For years and years, I went on to the Nolan Show. I wasn't too worried about the questions he asked me. In fact, the more robust an interview, the better I enjoy it. We made a collective decision as a party that we would not participate in the Nolan Show for particular reasons, and especially because of the biased way in which we believed the DUP were being singled out by Stephen Nolan. And we took the view, what's the best way of hurting him? The best way of hurting him is not to appear on the show, and that's what we've done.
Right.
Not because we're scared of his questioning.
The best way of hurting a journalist, Alison.
Well, that was a part, as you know, we're part of a wider conversation about bias within the BBC leading up to Brexit, and that's what it led to. But we can see in certain television debates and video debates recently, there is a tactic that has been deployed by quite a few politicians to attack the journalist who's asking the questions, or attack the broadcaster in general who's asking the questions rather than actually answer them. And I think that you've known for quite some time that the BBC were boycotting you. It was no secret. But to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, I think, is interesting. And this is the point. We did not become journalists to make friends with politicians. The reason why I became a journalist was to hold people in account, to give a voice to people who wouldn't have a voice, to give a voice to my community who necessarily wouldn't have had a voice at all within the mainstream media. And all those things, I think, are very important. You know, we hold party account. You know, we punch up and not down. And that's very important to, as journalists. And if the DUP wants to admit publicly that not only did they set out for a strategy to damage you and your programme and all the people who work in your programme, but also that it was because of the coverage, as you know, of RHI, which is one of the biggest political scandals in years. I think that does them more damage than it does you, to be quite honest with you, because it shows the party, if you knew they were in the eye of the storm, they knew they were in the eye of a political crisis, and rather than deal with that in an adult and mature manner, they just decided to stop speaking to certain programmes, and that was their way of dealing with that crisis.
They've got every right, don't they, to decide not to boycott me and this programme. Some people might argue that in doing so, they're actually boycotting the listeners to this programme, but that's for others to decide. But it's the fact that Mr. Wilson felt at ease to say it out loud that his party had designed a strategy and used the word to hurt me, to hurt a journalist. Where does that go next? So how many other journalists will the DUP set out to hurt if they don't like what they're doing? And how many people within the DUP endorse such a strategy? And what local newspaper will it be next that maybe doesn't have the resources of the BBC? Who individually will be targeted next by the DUP? Those are all legitimate questions.
Well, if these sort of dirty tricks and political, spin are as old as politics itself, and if you cast your mind back to when Peter Robinson was First Minister, he urged people not to buy the Irish News and to boycott the newspaper I worked for because of our political editor, John Manley, asking him questions he didn't particularly want to answer. And so, you know, we have seen this type of thing before. But here's the thing, and I'm just going to go back to what you said about your listeners. I do a lot of, as you know, political commentary and a lot of shows and a lot of different styles of shows. And if I was to do it on, you know, certain shows, you would have people who would be quite politically aware, who would be, you know, nerds and political geeks in some way. He'll stop me in the street and talk to me about it. But when I go on the Nolan Show, it's taxi men in the Garland Tesco. And I'll actually give you a laugh. I was doing a tour of McGabney Prison last week, and one of the prisoners said, I saw you on the Nolan Show. There is a demographic of people who aren't represented, I don't think, by other major mainstream shows who are represented by yours. And I think in some ways there's a bit of snobbery related to that, and some politicians look down their nose at that. But they're the people that they need to elect them come time of an election. And they're the people that, as a journalist, I always thought, be the person who represents people who don't have a voice. You know, people who are powerful, people who are in positions of influence and people who have privilege, they have a voice anyway. People who don't have a voice are the people who should be representing. And to me, that's the taxi man and the girl that works in Tesco.
Well, I'm very happy, whether it is in support of the DUP strategy or not, I'm very happy to hear from you on this issue today. Alison Morris, thank you very much. Morning to you. 03030 80 55 55. If you support the DUP in what Mr. Wilson has said. 03030 80 55 55.